continuing on the theme of chanting 64 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra, one lakh of names daily, or is 16 rounds okay? Srila Prabhupada once, in little impromptu sarcastic drama, was chanting, then he put his bead bag down and said, "Now I've finished 16 rounds, I can do any damn thing I like." In the last session, I gave Srila Prabhupada's simple transcendental arithmetic. 16 plus 4 equals BTG. Srila Prabhupada never exactly said that, but he stressed again and again and again that by chanting 16 rounds and following the four regulative principles, we can go back to Godhead. And of course, there are so many other things to consider. Developing an attitude of service, associating with devotees, not making offenses. But these are the basic principles. In a letter on the 8th of May, 1973, Srila Prabhupada wrote, "Now you must all carefully follow these four regulative principles. No meat eating." In a letter dated 8th of May, 1973, Srila Prabhupada wrote, "Now you must all carefully follow these four regulative principles. No meat eating, no illicit sex life, no intoxication, no gambling. Always be sure to chant minimum 16 rounds daily. Study my books carefully. Go for Sankirtan and engage in deity worship in the temple. You are all very sincere boys and girls, and now I request you to make your life successful for going back to home, back to Godhead." In a letter, just 12 days later, Srila Prabhupada wrote, "Please always follow the four regulative principles and chant minimum 16 rounds per day. Study my books very carefully and prepare yourself fully for going back home, back to Godhead. On arriving in Los Angeles on July the 8th, 1974, Srila Prabhupada gave an arrival address in which he said, follow the regulative principles, chant 16 rounds, you'll remain always happy because although we are in Los Angeles, we have nothing to do with the material atmosphere of Los Angeles. Therefore, a devotee who lives with Krishna or in Krishna consciousness does not live in the material world. He always lives in the spiritual world. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Mangchayovyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Anyone who is engaged in bhakti yoga with Krishna, sagunan samatityaitan, brahmabhuyaya kalpate. Such a person is always above these material modes of nature. Our difficulty or miserable condition of life is due to being under the material laws of nature. So it is a very simple method, and you are all intelligent boys and girls in the Western countries, and I am very happy that you have taken it seriously. Continue this, you'll never be unhappy, and not only here, but also, as Krishna said, manmana bhavam mad bhakto madhyaji mang namaskaru. If you simply practice these four principles, always think of Krishna, manmana, become Krishna's devotees and offer Krishna obeisances and worship Krishna. We are teaching these four principles, how to worship Krishna, how to serve Krishna, how to become Krishna's devotee, and how to think of Krishna 24 hours. And if we do this, there is guarantee. Krishna says, Mame Vaishasya Sangshayaha, without any doubt you will come to me. You will go back home, back to Godhead. So that's a bit of an expanded way of Srila Prabhupada making the point that 16 plus 4 equals BTG. He stressed on morning and evening programs, including Bhagavatam class and then deity worship, going for Sankirtan, more than chanting extra. Although he did, especially in the early days, encourage devotees to chant more. In a letter he wrote in December 1967, Srila Prabhupada said, "I am very glad to learn you are chanting 48 rounds. Actually, it is all right that one should chant 64 rounds, even 16 rounds. So if one is able to chant more than 16 rounds up to 64, it is very good. Very good. You fix up your rounds, try to increase it, but never decrease it." Shortly later, in February 1968, Srila Prabhupada wrote to a devotee who was having trouble following the regulative principle about illicit sex. Srila Prabhupada wrote, "I shall advise you to chant always, increasing the counting. 16 rounds is generally prescribed, but for the time being, you can stop all other activities and increase the chanting to 64 rounds. Follow the rules and regulations strictly. If you want sex life, you are at liberty to get yourself married, but don't have illicit sex with some representative of Maya." Then in 1969, Srila Prabhupada wrote, "Yes, it is very good if you can chant 64 rounds. This is very nice if you can do it. But first of all, we should not be disturbed by any circumstances. If you do become disturbed, then this means you are still deficient in reaching the point. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that when Krishna is within our view, at that time one is not disturbed even in the midst of gravest calamities. Anyway, even if we are disturbed, then the only resort is to chant and concentrate one's mind in Krishna. There is no other alternative. Chanting and dancing make one relieved of all material burdens." So in the early days, Srila Prabhupada stressed, chant more, up to 64. He, at least these letters from the early days. Later he would stress on to Hayagriva, who is having problems with Mr. Lust. Srila Prabhupada used that term. He told him to engage in deity worship. And later on, he stressed more on reading his books if you have extra time. He wrote to Satsarup Das Goswami, "If you have extra time, read books." And he's stressed, Srila Prabhupada stressed to Satsarup Das Goswami that because you're a sannyasi, you should read. Srila Prabhupada, he wanted his disciples to read his books. He stressed on that. He didn't say, "First chant 64 rounds, then read my books." To Tamal Krishna Goswami, he told him, "You have to read, what was it, 2-3 hours a day." Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, "Well, I'm so busy, I'm already sleeping. I've already cut my sleeping down to 5 hours, and I'm busy all day." But Srila Prabhupada said, "Then you sleep less, but read more." Quite a challenge. It should be noted that Srila Prabhupada prescribed at least 16 rounds. He never said, "Don't chant more." Well, there is one instance, I'll get round to that. Now, on the subject of chanting 16 rounds, Srila Prabhupada, speaking in Vrindavan, the famous lectures in Radha Damodar Temple, in Kartik of 1972, Srila Prabhupada addressed this issue of chanting 64 rounds or minimum 16 rounds. Srila Prabhupada said, "Patiently, if you go on executing your duties in devotional service as it is directed in the Shastras and confirmed by the spiritual master, then rest assured that your success is guaranteed. This is the way. Utsahanda Nisyadharya Tatat Karma Pravartanat. You must execute the duties. Just like we have asked our students to finish 16 rounds chanting minimum." So Srila Prabhupada is giving the idea that this is the duty given by the guru. But then Srila Prabhupada, went on to say, 16 rounds is nothing. In Vrindavan, there are many devotees who chant 120 rounds daily, like that. So 16 rounds is the minimum. I know in the Western countries it is difficult to finish 64 rounds or 120 rounds. Therefore, minimum 16 rounds, that must be finished. Tat tat karma pravartanat. This is the direction, observing the regulative principles. In this way, we must be abiding by the direction of the spiritual master and the Shastra. Then rest assured, success is guaranteed. So Srila Prabhupada says that 16 rounds is not much. But because I've given it, more or less he's saying that, if you do it because the spiritual master has given that direction, then rest assured, success is guaranteed. Srila Prabhupada said 16 rounds is nothing. Many Vrajavasis chant 120, which suggests that not all do. That is not a condition for going back to Godhead. In the old biographies, just like I was quoting in the last session on this topic about Prema Vilas, that Prema Vilas and the old biographical works in the Gaudiya tradition, there are many names of prominent devotees mentioned, among whom some are said to chant one lakh daily, which suggests that most didn't. Even though they were eminent spiritual leaders, some of them were gurus, it seems that chanting 64 rounds was something special because some are particularly mentioned as doing so. If everyone is doing it, it wouldn't be mentioned, those who did. So it seems historically that the majority of Gaudiya Vaishnavas did not chant 64 rounds. Mostly it was Babaji's, those who had taken leave from the regular household life, and they were chanting 64 rounds. So it is good to chant 64 rounds, but you can go back to Godhead, which means you can get prema and everything with 16. Why do I say that? Well, Srila Prabhupada says we can go back to Godhead with 16, and we accept that. He is the Senapati, the great general of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sent to fulfill his mission, to fulfill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Priti vite ache jato nagar adigram sarvacha prachar hoibe moranam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted it. Srila Prabhupada was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's representative for spreading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult and name and glory all over the world. In a lecture on October the 2nd, 1968, Srila Prabhupada said that even in ordinary dealings, if I send some representative, if he signs something on my behalf, I have to accept that because he is my representative. He's giving the example of the guru. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's representative, if he says you can chant 16 rounds and go back to Godhead, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to accept. And it's practically seen that many devotees chanting 16 rounds sincerely, performing other services as Srila Prabhupada wanted, have fulfilled what he said about 16 plus 4 equals BTG by becoming highly advanced devotees and going back to Godhead. What about Jayananda Prabhu? Srila Prabhupada personally recognized him as such a great devotee that his disappearance should be celebrated as a regular festival. Jayananda was chanting 16 rounds, not 64. He was more advanced, we can say. We don't want to make so many comparisons, but if someone's coming along and saying, hey, 64, we're chanting 16-4, you're just chanting 16. Well, Jayananda, by his humility, his service attitude, his dedication to his guru, his jibe daya, his compassion for the suffering living beings. He was clearly highly advanced. I don't know if all those who are chanting 16 four rounds a day are on the level of Jayananda Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bhajane Madhe Shrestha Navabidha Bhakti Krishna Prem Krishna Dite Dhare Mahashakti. Of all the ways of worshipping Krishna, the best are the 9 processes. They all have tremendous potency to give Krishna and Krishna Prem. Tarmadhe Sarva Shrestha Nama Sankirtan Niraparadhe Nama Loile Pai Prema Dhan. Among the 9 processes, the best of all is Nama Sankirtan. That question came up at the beginning of the talk yesterday, that Sankirtan is stressed, not so much Japa. And if one chants without offenses, then he can get the treasure of love of Krishna. Elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, E Krishna Name Kare Sharva Papa Nash Preme Karan Bhakti Kare Na Prakash. Simply chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even once, without offenses, vanquishes all sinful activities. Actually, it doesn't say in the verse, without offenses, but Srila Prabhupada adds that. And there's a reason for that. We'll get around to that. Thus, pure devotional service, which is the cause of love of Godhead, becomes manifest. Srila Prabhupada quotes in a purport in the 5th canto, Jagadananda Pandit from Prema Bibharata, E Krishna name papi jato papa koi, bahujamme shei papi karite naroi. Which means that by once chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can be freed from the reactions of more sins than he can even imagine performing. You can't even perform so many sins in many births than can be wiped out by once chanting the name of Krishna. Back to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anayashe bhavakoi Krishna shevon, ek Krishna name phale pai etudan. As a result of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one makes such great advancement in spiritual life that simultaneously his material existence terminates and he receives love of Godhead. The holy name of Krishna is so powerful that by chanting even one name, one very easily achieves these transcendental riches. E Krishna name kare sharva papa koi nava vidha bhakti purna nam hoite hoi. Similarly, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna once, a person is relieved from all the reactions of a sinful life. One can complete the 9 processes of devotional service simply by chanting the holy name. So, should we chant 16 rounds, 64 rounds? The point is to chant without offense. And chanting once purely, is better than millions of nama paradas. They say, okay, Krishna, did it purely, finished, no need to chant anymore. But we do need to chant because chanting is purifying. We need to chant more and more. Well, not necessarily, even if you chant a lot. If it's nama parada, then we're piling on more and more offenses. Srila Prabhupada said that even if you do nama parada, it's definitely not on the stage of pure chanting or nama bas. Some benefit will be there, but first when one will have to suffer the reactions for offenses. We have to stress also on purity in chanting. There's an anecdote. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur visited one village. He arrived there in the evening. In those days, there were no phones, so it wasn't known that he was coming. That was Kuliagram he visited. And he was arrived in the evening just before sunset, and he arrived just at the edge of the village, and there was some empty house there, and he was lodged there. Just he had to get lodged before sunset. Nowadays we don't think, it doesn't make any difference, sunset, sunrise, but in pre-electricity days, you have to get lodged. It's before sunset, otherwise difficult to do or see anything. So in the morning, some gentlemen from the village came, and they were surprised he'd stayed there at night. How could you stay there at night? They'd heard of Bhaktivinoda Thakur because his writings, his magazines, were being distributed widely throughout Bengal. So they'd heard of him. They were delighted that he'd come. But they said to him, how could you stay in that house at night, that abandoned house? Didn't you get disturbed? There's a terrible ghost resides there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, yeah, the ghost came. I chanted Hare Krishna, and the ghost went away. And the men were more astonished. And they said, well, there was a pujari used to stay in that house, and he would chant all the time. But somehow he became a ghost. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said his chanting could not have been pure. He must have been making offenses. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur quoted from Prema Bibharata, Ashadhu Sange Bhai Krishna Nam Nahi Hoy Nam Akar Bahire Bhate Tabhu Nam Kabu Noi. That unless one chants in the association of devotees, or if one is in bad association, then the name of Krishna doesn't manifest himself. You can make a sound which sounds like the name, but it's not actually the name. It's just some sound, that's all. So we may not be chanting at all. Of course, if you're chanting 64 rounds, it would seem that you must be having some taste, otherwise how can you do it? That's true for 16 rounds. Or by chanting you should get some taste, but still some fall, even chanting 64 rounds. Or they may be chanting 64 rounds. That was a contagious epidemic during the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Sadhus who seemed to be chanting a lot and doing bhajan and so many things, but they were secretly, or not secretly, having female concubines. So they weren't really chanting at all. It seems very strange how anyone could do that. How can you chant and then go and have illicit sex? But there are examples. Sadly, unfortunately, in the contemporary Krishna consciousness movement also. Another important consideration is that the fruit of chanting is service. The Hare Krishna mantra means, please, O energy of Krishna, Krishna, please engage me in your service. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada writes in the Madhya Lila, chapter 16, text 188, in his purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, if one is purified by following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's orders, that is, by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one must certainly be eager to render service to the Lord. This is the test. When one engages enthusiastically in the Lord's service, it is to be understood that he is reaping the results of chanting the names of Krishna and Hari. One of Srila Prabhupada's sannyas disciples, Akshayananda Swami, said to Srila Prabhupada, Some of the members of the Gauriya Math say they chant 64 rounds, but they are unable to refrain from sleeping too much and eating too much. And Prabhupada said, how do you know that they are eating too much? And Akshayananda said, I was staying at one Gauriya Math about a year ago. When I was traveling, I stayed a few days at some of their places. At night, they would have a whole big meal. They would be sitting, eating for 1 hour. Then in the morning, they were all tired and very dull. Prabhupada laughed to hear this. Akshayananda said, then again at lunchtime, and after that again, sleep. They couldn't do anything else. There was no time for preaching or distributing books, yet they were supposed to be doing 64 rounds. They were all very fat. Now, it's not very nice to bring this out, but it was said in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. And it brings out the point that if we're chanting 64 rounds, but the rest of the time we're not really doing much to further the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, maybe it's better to chant less. Jayapataka Swami Maharaj told the anecdote that once in Calcutta he told Srila Prabhupada, I'm chanting 32 rounds daily. That's when Jayapataka Maharaj was based at ISKCON, Calcutta. And he thought that Srila Prabhupada would be very happy to hear this. And Prabhupada told him, you should chant 16 rounds and go out and preach. That was the requirement at the time. I'll get back to that. Another consideration then, if we hear of devotees who are chanting 64 rounds or ostensibly chanting 64 rounds, but it's seen that their other duties are mainly just collecting, eating, sleeping, which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati warned about, then are we qualified for bhajan at all? There's an anecdote of Jagannath Das Babaji when he was living in Navadvip. Some young men came to him to live with him and they wanted to do bhajan and be under his guidance for doing bhajan. And he had them work all day in the fields growing vegetables. So they did that after a short time they said, hey, we came here for bhajan, not to grow vegetables. We want to do bhajan. We want to sit and chant like you. Jagannath Das Babaji said, you do this service to the dham, and then we'll see when you're ready to do bhajan. It's not such an easy thing to chant, 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 chant. If we do 64 rounds, well, why not do 2 lakhs? Instead of 1 lakh, why not 2 lakhs or 3 lakhs? Well, one major problem or objection is that it takes a long time to chant 64 rounds. I've seen devotees who chant extra rounds, either during Kartik or during the whole of Chaturmasya, who want to chant 64 rounds in the middle of their busy life. What I've seen is there was one leader of our movement who would miss programs, chant japa, he'd be there in Mangalarti because he didn't want to set an example of missing it, but he'd be chanting japa, not engaging in the deity darshan so much or the kirtan. As a duty, he was attending programs, but the second program was over, he'd just leave. So he was there, but just not involved mentally. He was just trying to squeeze in his rounds. I've seen others also, they'll have their hands in their bead bag and they'll be talking and then they'll be chanting and then talking and chanting. It means they had some, not engaging in prajalpa, but just some practical things. We have to go here, we have to go there. Well, you can do like that. That's good to chant extra like that, but it's not really what's meant by chanting 64 rounds. If you have to squeeze it in, you won't get the kind of concentration that you get from just sitting and chanting. Time is an issue. Previously, devotees didn't have time because they were busy in the preaching mission. I'm saying in ISKCON, like Jayavataka Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada wanted him to be busy in the preaching mission. Nowadays, most ISKCON devotees don't have time because they're busy making a living and working, and most devotees struggle even with 16 rounds. I've seen so many cases. You stay in someone's house overnight, they get up in the morning, they do some perfunctory rushed deity worship, go out the door, they haven't chanted any rounds. Or maybe one or two, which they've just squeezed in between brushing their teeth and getting ready to leave. And they go out and they chant on a clicking machine as they're driving. So most devotees are struggling with 16, what to speak of 64. Once I was in a country in the Gulf, some Indian congregation, and some ISKCON devotees had come, and they were preaching very strongly. You have to chant 64 rounds. You have to chant. You can't, 16, not enough. You have to chant 64. And they were, these devotees were quite upset because they're busy with their working, family duties, and they're chanting 16 rounds. But where are they going to get the time for 64? Or it could be said that the real problem is that we lack taste, even if we do have time. People are so agitated. Upadruta, the one prominent symptom of Kali Yuga, is that the mind is always disturbed. It's hard to concentrate even chanting on one round, even one mantra. The mind is so agitated. Modern life makes the mind so agitated. And then with all this mass communication and phones, news, WhatsApp, the mind is diverted here and there. So there should be taste. We're lacking taste. You can't chant 64 rounds, it would be thought, daily, unless you have taste, or it will develop by chanting, or by Srila Prabhupada's blessing. You can also get taste by chanting 16 rounds and engaging in service, preaching. These two topics are always put together. Jibe doye name ruchi, preaching, compassion for the jivas. The preaching of Krishna consciousness should go side by side with chanting. If we actually have taste for the holy name, as Haridas Thakur did, then despite chanting so much, he was also preaching. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's contributions to the understanding of Nama Tattva are unique in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. He strongly advocated chanting 64 rounds daily. He was also preaching. So it shouldn't be that just simply you lock yourself away and chant and don't do much else. If one's actually going to be a follower of Haridas Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Haridas Thakur, about him, Sanatan Goswami said, Apane achare keho na kare prachar, prachar kare keho na kare achar. Achar prachar name karaha duvi karaj, tumi sharva guru tumi jagate arj. Sanatana Goswami said to Haridas Thakur that some devotees, they preach, but they don't follow all the rules of proper Vaishnava behavior, such as chanting 64 rounds, I guess. And some do their achar, their behavior, very nicely, but they don't preach. But, Haridas, Sanatana said, you do both in relation to the holy name. Haridas was both chanting 3 lakhs of names a day and preaching. So Sanatana Goswami said, you are the guru of the whole world. You are the most elevated person. So if you can sit peacefully and chant 16 rounds, or 64 rounds, without your mind being disturbed, that is a great gift. To have the spirit to preach is also a great gift. To do both, like Haridas Thakur, is the greatest gift. Now, I quoted at the beginning, near the beginning of the talk, in the last session, that Prabhupada said, we are not saying only 16 rounds, you can chant more if you want, 64, but actually we are not capable of chanting 64, 100,000 names a day. That is not possible for you. Is that a curse? Is it always going to be true for everyone that we can chant 16 rounds? It's a general observation we can see. And like I said, the major reason we don't have time, it's something to aim for the future maybe, for our own individual future. It's good for old people who do have time. I often advise older devotees to chant more. Don't just sit around. They may chant more, 32 rounds, that's good. But then what do you do? If you've got all day free, you're retired, what are you going to do? Of course, you can serve in the temple. Some are very frail and weak. Then you can chant more and more. Why 32? Why only 64? You can go on and on and on. On Ekadashis, we can set aside extra time. Srila Prabhupada didn't stipulate 25 rounds on Ekadashis, but it did become a common practice. Janmashtami, we used to be told, yes, you should chant. As we're fasting all day, you can chant 16, more than 16 rounds, chant more. Of course, in our temples, our devotees are often very busy on Janmashtami. It's a major preaching function. Also, anyway, it's something that we as a movement could look to aim for. It would be good if the leaders of ISKCON retired in their old age. Whoops, I'm something of a leader and I'm old. But especially those who are doing management. There's no need to go on doing management, on and on and on. It would set a good example if leaders, managers, retired, did more chanting, and just get involved in the direct activities of Krishna consciousness. Not that management is unimportant or not spiritual if done for Krishna, but others can do it. It's a good example for others. If leaders, when they're old, especially if they're in poor health, a few years ago one businessman devotee, he was about 80 years old. He was still doing business. He passed away on a business trip. He should have retired before that. He was at somewhere in some remote place. He could have retired and gone to Mayapur, Vrindavan, and done chanting. But if leaders don't set an example, then that sets an example for others. So it is good if leaders retire, especially if they're not physically fit for doing other activities, then, or at least be out of management, do extra bhajan, let others do the management. It would be appreciated by all devotees if they were just to sit in one holy place. It doesn't have to be Mayapur or Vrindavan, it could be a holy place or a temple. An ISKCON temple anywhere. Just stay there and do extra chanting. Or if it's a householder, if for whatever reason it's not very practical for them to go to Vrindavan or Mayapur, they can stay in the house if they're being cared for by their grown-up children, which is the proper thing, and it's impractical for them to go to Mayapur or Vrindavan. They don't have that arrangement. Sit at home, chant Hare Krishna. We're not against the idea of chanting extra rounds. We don't have to be busy all our lives. Devotional service is absolute. You can do management, you can do business for Krishna and give the money to Krishna. It's all spiritual activity, whatever's done for Krishna, but the core activities are hearing and chanting about Krishna. Discussing this topic, I myself am thinking, well, maybe after a few years, I should go and just sit and chant and read, and if I have a few years left. But there are some things I want to do in Srila Prabhupada's service, some books to write. I want to see these Varnashram projects established and then preaching in the West, and so many things to do. But at some point, it would be good if I too just cut out and sat and chanted and just do hearing and chanting. Set an example. Remind me. Maybe some want me to do it right away. Just shut up and sit down. Srila Prabhupada wanted that we, the members of the Krishna Conscious Movement under his guidance, totally overhaul human society by introducing Varnashram Dharma, rural-based economy. And Srila Prabhupada said this method of living simply and high thinking will help us to save time for hearing and chanting about Krishna. So hopefully in the future, chanting 64 rounds will be the norm rather than an exception. Especially during seasons in farming, we find that there are some seasons when very, very busy. For rice, planting season, then harvesting, become very, very busy. But a lot of the time, there may not be that much to do. You can always find things to do, but you can chant Hare Krishna also. Just a point on the side here, that several devotees in ISKCON are taking interest in Raganoga Bhakti, higher topics. That's what we should be aiming at, to become absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. That's the whole point. We're trying to come to that level. Of course, it shouldn't be done prematurely. We have to cleanse the heart first by chanting Cheto Darpana Marjanam, by hearing Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hridyantas Tohya Bhadrani Vidhunoti Suhritsatam. Some devotees who have been chanting for many years are in what I would say a non-pretentious, natural way. They're taking interest in Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. It means they're cultivating, remembering that, becoming absorbed in that. But traditionally, devotees who did this Leela Smaranam, or remembrance of Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, would also chant minimum 64 rounds daily. It was a whole package that one who is going toward Leela Smaran, they chant 64 rounds, they'd live very simply and austerely, Nidrahara Vihara Kadi Vijita, minimizing eating, sleeping, no luxuries, living very austerely, observing Ekadashi in the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did by fasting all day and night, staying up at night, observing Chaturmasya vows. So it's not just 64 rounds. There is a whole package that goes with it, especially if we're going up to that, what we can call a higher level. Although fully dedicating one's life for serving Krishna's preaching mission, Srila Prabhupada also indicated that that is high realization. Anyway, the conclusion, it's good to chant 64 rounds, but not all devotees in history always did that. You can still become highly advanced. You can get prem. You can go back to Godhead with 16. Minimum. Daily. And following everything else also. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas chakripa sindubhya vajapatita anam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.